Now it's time to turn our attention to something that almost no guys have the discipline to actually do. And make no mistake, a key word throughout this particular audio is going to be discipline. You've probably heard before that when you go out on a date with a woman for the first time, it's best to leave her wanting more. You don't want to let that date drag on. So in other words, let's say you've had coffee before, if you met online, or she's someone you already knew. You get around to this actual first date knowing that you have some attraction together. The tendency is going to be just to let that thing ride as long as you're both still having fun. But the best way to make sure you increase attraction, and actually, guys, this is an incredible way to get her to think about you all the time, make it so that she just can't get you out of her mind. What you really want to do is make sure you have a firm, dead, hard stop as to when that date needs to end. I don't care if it's a Friday or Saturday night. By 10:30 or 11 o'clock, if you picked her up at 7:30, you may say to yourself, she's going to have to be home by then. And you know what? You don't have to tell her why she needs to be home by then. You may just announce that it's a good idea that she's going to need to be home by 10:30 or 11 o'clock. And you may even want to say it right as you pick her up. Hey, you know what? I got a great plan here tonight. We should be done by 10:30 or 11 o'clock. And I want to make sure that you're able to get home, get some sleep. First of all, she's never going to be able to say, hey, you know, I actually have to get home early because I got to get some sleep. You know, some women try to say that at the beginning of the date because they're fronting that they're going to try to leave you wanting more. So by you bringing that up and slapping it on the table to begin with, you're not only in control of the date, you're already starting to get her thinking about, wow, this guy is sort of respecting me. He's thinking about my best interest. He's thinking I might want to get home early, but wait a minute. I don't really want to get home early. I want to stay out all night with this guy if we're having fun. You see how the control is in your favor at that point? Then what you do is you go out and you basically execute on the plan that you should have. Now that plan should be built around taking exactly as much time as you need to get her home exactly when you said you're going to take her home. It's really very simple. Let's say you're going to go out and grab a bite, then you've got a show to go to or something. You know how long it's going to take to get something to eat before you need to head over to the show. The show starts at a certain time. It will end at a certain time. Then you go ahead and take her home. Now, let me tell you something. If you're having a great time, the temptation is going to be almost unbearable to stay out with her. You're going to want to say, hey, you know what? I'm still having fun. Let's go out for another drink, or let's go out to this other place I know of, or let's go take a walk along the river and be romantic. But even if it's almost obvious, she would just be enthusiastically saying yes to you about the prospect of going and doing that. You still need to take her home because it's about discipline. Discipline here will make her think about you all the time. Now, if you do go out for that little bit of extra time with her, if you do stay out later, if you get a drink and then go walk around the river hand in hand, is she going to never want to see you again? Will you have totally blown it? Nah, probably not. Although you might. You might wear out your welcome. You might start looking a little desperate. You might start looking like you care just a little bit too much too soon. And that could cause that terrible trigger to go off in her head thinking, this guy is falling for me just a little too fast. Maybe I don't feel like he's enough of a challenge. Maybe I should put him in the just be friend zone. You don't ever want to get to that point. And I can tell you what, if she's having fun with you and you make sure you take her home exactly when you said you would, not only are you a man of your word, but you give her absolutely no chance to lose whatever attraction she's feeling for you over the course of the rest of the evening because it's just dragging on too long. You see how that whole dynamic works? It's a win-win situation ultimately for you to take her home early because what you're doing is you're investing in the future. The next time you see her, you will notice a clear difference if you have gotten her home on time and left her wanting more versus if you just let that first date drag on and on. If it's the former instead of the latter, that woman will be so excited to see you, you won't be able to believe it. Because you may not have ever seen a woman who is having a hard time containing herself because she's just so psyched to be there with you. Why? Because you didn't expend so much energy chasing her. You let her come to you. And hey, she may not be a chaser either. You may both be choosers, but boy, is she going to appreciate the fact that if she's a chooser, she's found someone who's also choosing her. Be a little bit more of a challenge, gentlemen. It can never hurt. It's an investment in the future. And let me tell you something. When that woman is happy to see you next time, you can almost bet that there's going to be a first kiss that happens if it hasn't happened already, and possibly even more. She's going to be psyched to be there. She's going to feel good about you. She's going to trust you more than ever because you were a man of your word the first time around. It's just a great situation to make sure you leave her wanting more. This is Scott McKay from XMY Communications. Be good out there.